This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I listen to a lot of old classic radio, and today, for some reason, Dan Rather was on the classic radio station talking about the fireside chat he used to listen to when FDR was the president. When FDR was the president, we got dragged into a world war on two fronts, the Pacific and in Europe. When the war in Europe was over, we were not done. But here we are today. Remember when FDR said, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself"? That was during, and this was coming from a leftist dude. Now we have gone to fear is virtuous and mandatory now. Yeah. From the very beginning, fear has driven the government response to the coronavirus pandemic. Americans have been told that they should be afraid, be very, very afraid. More important, they have been instructed that expressing fear through the wearing of masks and self-isolation by the healthy is their moral duty. For the first time in the United States history, fear is no longer seen as an emotion to overcome like jealousy or greed, but rather as one to embrace. We should be proud to be afraid, we are told, and we should call out anyone who isn't afraid. In fact, any act of courage must be condemned as immoral as well as illegal. I wear a mask when I go out because I also carry a gun. And if I'm going to get into, before I get into a big argument with, with these dimwits over wearing a mask or not, then it deteriorates into something else and then I have to go to guns against them. I'll just wear the mask just to save them. Not saving them from coronavirus, though. No. Now, I would ask those of you who think, if you're wearing a mask, why does it matter to you if I'm not wearing a mask? Is the mask to protect me? If you're wearing a mask, then, and I'm not wearing a mask, aren't you protected against me? If we're 6 feet apart, aren't you protected against me? If we're not in a building together where we exceed so many people in so many square feet, aren't you protected against me? Now, most of the time, if you were to ask somebody that, you'd just get cussed out. And, you'd be told it's a sign of respect and courtesy. But this is all fear. And there's a few psychiatrists out there looking at this who think a lot of Americans are now suffering from delusional psychosis. A fixed false belief contrary to reality. And this delusional state includes the superstition that masks protect healthy people from infection, that standing 6 feet apart from others saves lives, and that schools and businesses must remain indefinitely closed to keep everybody safe. This delusional system of thinking is so ingrained now in the minds of most Americans that it resists all rational argument. No evidence that challenges it will be considered by those who suffer from the mental illness. Now, the mass psychosis would be tragic if it affected only the sufferers themselves. But the greatest danger from this is resides in what directly follows from it, which is group control. In the beginning of the coronavirus government response, mandates issued by politicians and bureaucrats compelled behavior that served their interest of consolidating power. Threats of fines and arrests intimidated the, intimidated everybody into compliance. More recently, though, the threats and intimidation have emanated not from the government, but from everyday Americans. The delusional, psychotic Americans who direct self-righteous anger at anyone who dares challenge their fear-driven behaviors. In fact, simply displaying courage and rationality triggers violent reactions from these mentally ill people who feel that it is their duty to mace maskless picnickers in the park or drag pregnant women by their hair from the local grocery store because they didn't maintain the mandated 6-foot distance from their fellow shoppers. And I got to tell you, people, if I see somebody getting maced, if I see somebody getting dragged in front of me, very likely going to get involved in that one. I've seen people removed, well, I've heard of people being removed from a plane for spending too much time drinking from a cup of water without the mask on. And typically when they walk that offender off the plane, everybody's applauding. Not the passenger, but the staff who were so virtuous in punishing the one person on the plane who dared to show that he was not afraid or insane. Government enforcement of irrational, arbitrary, and scientifically unsound mandates is no longer needed. Group control by the population at large has been achieved. People that go to people that see, that maintain clinical practices, they treat individuals who suffer from delusional psychosis with antipsychotic medication and therapy when appropriate. But how do you treat an entire population? There is no easy answer to this, but the treatment has to begin with the rejection of fear and the embrace of courage, and it must topple the pursuit of safety from the altar of moral virtue and install it in its place, a reverence of freedom. See, the problem here is going to turn into, well, let's take a few things into consideration. The rest of the world has recovered as far as the fear, and except America. And we still stand here now, most of us cowering. And the problem is going to be this. Even, for those of you who don't believe it's political, because it is, it's political. This is all political. This is all a seizure of power. If you don't believe it's a seizure of power, then when they finally relax the standards, are you going to believe them then? Are you going to believe that it's all clear? Are you going to believe that it's all okay? And what about those who don't? What about those who reject it, who still react with violence, who still mace people and drag pregnant women around by the hair? What about those people? What do we do with them? What about those who have truly descended and gone from something that's a little more than, it's not even figurative anymore. This is true delusional psychosis. What do we do about them? And this is the same template they use for gun control. And yet, all of us who are gun owners have always resisted this. How many of you that are gun owners have sat out there and done enough critical thinking to figure out that, if the masks aren't really effective, why are we wearing the masks? How many of you have asked that question? How many of you have caught coronavirus despite wearing masks and gloves and all kinds of other things? How many? I'm sure plenty, because you can't hide from a virus. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. To all of you Never Trumpers, you skeevy traitors, you, how do you think your end game is going to go? You turncoat weasels, already aplenty to worry about. You know you're just one Zoom call away from tubing yourself all over Twitter, but you really ought to worry about November the 4th. For some reason, you think good times are dead ahead, like the figurative iceberg you rammed your garbage machine and blogs into. That's wrong. There is no good outcome for Team Treachery. And I'm going to give you a spoiler. The reason this is going to be so bad for you is because you guys suck. You're always talking about how you'll be at the vanguard of the insiders who will rebuild the Republican Party after its four-year flirtation with effectiveness and actually conserving stuff. The clinical term for this kind of fantasy is delusional. Name someone awaiting the return of the people who got us into Iraq. Put up McCain and Romney as willing sacrificial lambs, and who went full Dick Morris toe-slurping on the left the second they realized conservatism had left them behind. Maybe it's one of those doughy gibbos you find for your insufferable Lincoln Project videos about how I was a Republican until Trump started actually doing conservative stuff and I couldn't handle it. See, Trump grabs about 95% of Republican votes. Actual Republican never-Trumpers are as rare as a Bulwark staffer who can do a push-up. And there's no coming back from this. Kasich, your dad doesn't ring twice. You're out. Crystal, your cruises will be ghost ships. French, kiss off. And the rest of you, don't go away mad, just go away. Broken and humiliated by your utter failure and total rejection. These guys are all the Colonel Clinks of conservatism, practically the only kind of colonel among these puny cheerleaders of every ridiculous military adventure they've bumped us into in the last couple of decades. May I imagine that when voters give them Trump again, they could wring a few more bucks out of their Silicon Valley suckers. The only thing they are good at is the grift. And the grifting is good right now. Never Trump is highly profitable, but only until the griftee gets wise. That's what happened with the conservatives who sent them money for decades before the true extent of the true conservative suck dawned on the base. And now the Frito-Cons have to beg for bucks from the left tech titans and other lefties eager to exploit what the con artists present as their unique ability to reach conservatives. They reach nobody. Who reads Bill Kristol out there? Anybody? Anyone? Well, tech guys would be better off lighting the cash on fire, and eventually they will wise up, and Never Trump will have to seek a new set of hapless marks. In the meantime, they can go back to their usual cash strategy of not paying their debts. Deadbeatery is the truest form of the true conservatism. Trademarked, by the way, that one. It's probably unfair to claim that money is their sole motivation, because after all, the ringleaders cash the big checks, and the rest of the cruise ship crew gobble ramen or whatever other high-carb processed junk they can buy in bulk at Costco. Pride plays a big part in it. When the useless Bushes properly prostrate Republicans of the old school were in charge, Bill Kristol used to dial up the White House and his call went right through. And now the staffer working on the phone takes a message and wonders why the funny man from City Slickers was calling the president. It must be humiliating to one day have prestige and influence, and the next be dancing on Twitter till the left tosses you nickels. But then there has always been a creepy undercurrent of submission and masochism associated with the Never Trump brand. There's a huge ick factor when you see them eagerly repudiating everything they once said they believe in to score a slot on some unwatched MSNBC-NN show with a host who is a potato. They actually seem to take a kinky delight in the abuse they invite, and some speculate that their strapping, sweaty domestic workers enjoy the fringe benefits of these weirdos' bizarre lifestyle. They treasure their dream of returning to glory in the wake of Grandfather Badfinger's victory over Trump on November 3rd. They imagine they will get a share of the spoils in a Democrat one-party state. And that's funny, because the left hates them as much as they hate us. Maybe more. Human beings naturally hold traitors in contempt, and that's what the Never Trumpers are. And the usual suspects like Kasich and Whitman and Flaker, all eagerly having buddies in the media, float their names as possible bipartisan candidates for old finger cabinet gigs. And maybe Biden would waste a slot he can use to reward someone who matters on one of those perpetual losers. What will happen is that when the leftists stop thinking the useful idiots are useful, their phone calls will start going to voicemail. Whoever wins on November 3rd, the Never Trumpers lose. They will not be part of a ruling Republican or Democrat administration, nor will they be part of the future direction of either the Republican or Democrat parties. Everyone hates them. Conservatives hate them. Leftists hate them. And at some level, they may quite rightly hate themselves. And if you really want to tick off these Tubin-esque mediocrities, you know, go out there and support some great actual conservative candidates who can claw back purple seats like James Bognett in Pennsylvania and Michelle Steele in California. They can win if you help, but you got to turn out. You got to go vote. Some people are already doing it. It seems like people are doing it now. They're showing off their "I voted" stickers. I haven't voted yet. I may just go ahead and see if I can vote early. Wonder how we would do that. Because that's coming up pretty soon, isn't it? Yeah. The Never Trumpers, though. You guys are toast. You guys are toast. You're traitors. You are traitor swine. Nobody trusts you. The left knows what a traitor looks like. They see in you the inability to unite with those that put you in power. And they see this, and they look at this, and they're like, these aren't even useful idiots. Maybe for one TV show. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
How much should we pay for recovery? That's a question that's been at the heart of negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus package. The White House has put forward a $1.9 trillion package, while House Democrats have countered with a $2.2 trillion bill. But should Republicans be willing to pay more? Yes, says Florida Senator Marco Rubio. He tells CNBC that he's willing to agree to a larger bill because the cost of doing nothing may be higher.
Look, I'm not happy about the cost associated with it, but I do think the cost of not doing something is potentially even higher, especially since some of that money that we're talking about in the 1.6, whatever number they arrive at, is repurposed money, like the PPP money that was unused. So it's not new spending. in the end, I think we run the risk here of structural damage to components of our economy if we don't do something.
This is USA Radio News. A judge Thursday dropped a third-degree murder charge faced by former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. He will still face charges of second-degree murder and manslaughter in the May death of George Floyd. The judge ruled that no charges would be dropped against three of Chauvin's former colleagues in the case. They remain charged with aiding and abetting murder and manslaughter. Russia and Iran made desperate attempts to interfere in U.S. elections. That announcement from the Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe. He specifically accused Iran of attempting to sway public opinion with threatening letters to voters in four battleground states. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana says he's not surprised that Iran attempted to meddle in the election.
He's been very firm with Iran, and it wouldn't surprise me at all to hear the intelligence officials suggest that they in particular were targeting the president.
Russia and Iran are said to have obtained state voter registration lists, which included personal data like email and home addresses. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. In a little less than 2 weeks, we're going to be done voting. At least for president, anyway. And there's going to be some runoffs here and there, but the lion's share of the election will be over and we'll have to deal with the aftermath. Unfortunately, there is ample reason to believe the aftermath is not going to be particularly peaceful. And across the nation, many are bracing for what may be, well be, inevitable post-election violence. And we get this. More than one-third of the nation is expecting the election in 2 weeks to create anarchy and chaos, resulting in a potentially lethal violence. Unprovoked, several of those quizzed about the election by the group conducting regular barometer readings of America's readiness to return to normal after the COVID-19 crisis mentioned concerns about gun violence, attacks by batons, and firebombings. Ron Bongean, a partner of ROKK Solutions, one of the three firms conducting the Back to Normal Barometer, said, "We've not seen this alarming level of concern since we began surveying consumers at the beginning of April. People are preparing themselves for the worst possible post-election outcomes with the ongoing pandemic in the background, adding to their anxiety." Rich Thaw, president of Engatius, who with Sports and Leisure Group and ROKK has conducted the survey for many months, said, "These results are chilling and indicate an America profoundly on edge." found that 37% are anxious over the possibility of chaos. Follows other recent findings that 61% are worried about a second civil war and some 58% are stockpiling necessities just in case. Now, honestly, I think that 37% is pretty damn smart. Then again, I'm part of that percentage, so of course I do. At this point, we need to brace ourselves for the reality that violence may well be the response to the election result. Because after all, while the polls appear to put Biden in control of the election, this is what we saw 4 years ago. And we all remember how that turned out. Many Starbuckses were burned to the ground. Defenseless limousines were burned to the ground. Madonna was going to bomb the White House. There's other metrics that are actually, you know, that are out there that show little actual support for Biden. In particular, the turnout for campaign events suggests widespread and vehement support for the president and very little for his challenger. Anecdotally, you know, if you look around, you can look all over the nation about how they're not seeing yard signs for Biden, but plenty of signs for Trump. And yeah, there's some people that get out there and say, oh, well, they're in very, very red areas. And apparently there's some in some blue areas, too. But, you know, almost inevitably, and I've never seen this happen, even with the left, yard signs very rarely vote. Now, as I see it, when Trump wins, there's going to be riots. I know this because we saw riots 4 years ago, and people are even more angry now that Trump is able to convert oxygen to carbon dioxide now than they were then. So, yeah, riots. But then if Biden wins, I suspect we'll see riots. I don't necessarily think the right will riot, but instead I see it like the riots that follow a sports team winning a championship. Some people will be so smug and self-righteous that they'll take things too far, and then you end up with a riot. So riots are coming, and as inevitable, and that's before anyone tries to pass any legislation. And after that, I don't see it getting any better as the time goes on. This is one of those things where we're out here, as the tea leaves are red, for the prognosticators that I try to be one of them. I probably shouldn't, but I do. As the prognosticators get out there and they're starting to see the things that they... Some people are looking at these events, and yeah, there's nobody showing up for Joe and Scamala. But they're showing up to standing room only for the president. For those of us who are preparing, and you know, to the degree that any of us can, and like where I'm at, where I live, I haven't seen violence yet. I'm very prepared for it should it present itself, but I haven't seen any. I go into some places where there has been some, and I see the aftermath of that. But, you know, I follow the rules of John Farnham. The best gunfight is one I don't go to. Those are the rules of every trainer I've ever worked with. The best gunfight is one I don't go to. So I avoid the gunfights if I can. If the gunfights become inevitable, then I am much more prepared than the average bear for something like that. But then again, I'm going to try to stay away from those if I can. But all of this, you know, we have really devolved as a people. We, in 2016, and this is the thing I don't really understand, because even with the COVID-19 thing, you can see this apparent thing. With COVID-19 and with the riots, all of a sudden, all of the gun control they've been trying to push and pass and all the things they're trying to say, all of a sudden that got thrown aside. And all these people are out there buying guns now because of the uncertainty. I get that. I understand. But in the same breath, while people are out there being told, you know, I can get out there and the CDC put out there the other day, I don't remember when it was exactly, but they put out a statistic. 9,700 people have actually died pure to COVID-19 only. 9,700 people. The other 220,000, it is suspected by people like John Lott that maybe as many as 40, that may be inflated by 40%. So we're talking an additional 90,000 people, they're saying, died due to COVID-19, who just maybe had, I mean, by that very one metric that we have, which apparently we should be able to have it both ways, we shouldn't be having any rioting because George Floyd was a COVID-19 death. Because by their criteria, if COVID-19 is present in your system, when you die, well, it was a COVID-19 death. So, a lot of us think this is going to be the way it is. I am one of them. Hope not. I don't want to see that. I really don't want it to come to that. And I don't know how much my hopes and fears are going to be honored. I think instead we operate in such a social media driven thing that until we get rid of that, or at least bring it to heel, it's just going to keep making things worse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out. That's the home of the binary trigger, the BFS3, the Salus line, the Providence line, the Militia line, Reformation. Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. For a while, gun rights were ascendant in this country. With a few exceptions, rights were being restored all over the nation. On the federal level, we appeared to be poised to be able to buy suppressors over the counter, and we weren't remotely worried about losing any ground there. Yeah, the odd anti-gun bill would be introduced in Congress, but it rarely had enough co-sponsors to rise to the level of toilet paper. It was a very good time. Then Parkland happened, and the media went on offensive and tried to turn people like David Hogg into anti-gun rock stars. And it worked. It worked pretty damn good, all things considered. Anti-gun laws were sprouting up across the nation. Virginia flipped from red to blue, supposedly in part due to the GOP's opposition to gun control. And yet, now, there seem to be some indicators that gun control is losing once again. And we get this. While much of our politics in this unusual year have become murkier, this year has produced one clear loser: gun control. It may seem counterintuitive with Democrats fielding the most anti-Second Amendment presidential ticket of all time, but gun control groups and activists are falling short across the political landscape. Even in a political environment favoring Democrats in November, the gun control movement has failed to get any traction. In the courts, gun control groups have complained that California's ban on high-capacity magazines and background checks for buying ammunition were given to a biased judge because both were struck down. Gun control legislation is about to have a much tougher time in the courts with Amy Coney Barrett's impending confirmation to the Supreme Court after years of Chief Justice John Roberts refusing to defend the Second Amendment. Gun control groups are also being outspent during this election cycle. The NRA has spent just over half of what it did during the 2016 cycle, yet it has still outspent the top three gun control groups, including Every Town for Gun Safety, which is backed by Bloomberg. Additionally, there are millions upon millions of new gun owners out there running around. And while they're not all gun voters just now, they're not likely to be anti-gunners, especially since they have seen the anti-gun rhetoric turn out to be nothing but lies when they were trying to get their gun. And further, we see where Democratic nominees are pretty much the most anti-gun ticket in history. There's one subject they seem to be avoiding as much as possible, which is gun control. 2020 primary season started off with gun control sort of a hot topic. It was, it was going to be the top issue for the Democrats, yet candidates who focused on that issue fell by the wayside pretty early. Representative Eric Swalwell and Beto O'Rourke dropped out of the race and made almost no impact anywhere. Now in the general election, Biden and Harris aren't exactly hiding their gun policy proposals, but they're not talking about them either. You have to go look at their websites. They're not saying it out loud. Can't help but wonder how much the campaign knows about how Americans are feeling regarding gun control right now. After all, there's a reason they're not talking about it now, and it's probably because they know good and well it won't play as well right about now. So, yeah, gun control is a loser, which is a nice change of pace. Let's go back to political violence. Right now, those of you out there think there's a 72% chance that's going to happen. This coming out of a poll coming from the UK. I don't know why the UK would take a poll like this, but they did. And this is coming from The Independent. Nearly three-quarters of Americans are concerned about riots and violence after Election Day. Almost 3 in 4 voters describe themselves as very or quite concerned about post-election violence, according to a JL Partners Independent poll. More than 70% of both supporters of Trump and Biden, the Democratic presidential nominee, said they have such concerns. Worries are higher among the president's backers, with 77% saying they fear violence and riots. Among the former vice president's supporters, 73% described worries. Wait till they vote for Amy Coney Barrett. She's confirmed. She got passed out of committee today. The Democrats didn't show because they said, well, according to the rules of this committee, there has to be at least 2 members here to create a quorum, and we're just not going to give you those members. So Lindsey Graham, who's in charge of this, and this is why he should be reelected without any further hesitation, he waived the rules, and they voted her out of committee. Monday will also be Hillary Clinton's birthday, so I don't know if that'll coincide with any violence. I don't know. All of this violence we've been seeing is political. It is political in nature. And there's a lot to preparing for this kind of violence than just buying a gun. Let's talk about Antifa. They supposedly organize mostly peaceful protesters. But their goal is they want to overthrow the American system of government. That's Antifa. Some have said that the thugs for Antifa are the militant arm of the Democrat Party. That's not true because these people aren't Democrats. They are Marxists. They might use sympathetic Democrat politicians as a mean to an end, but they aren't Democrats. They are dedicated Marxists and, generally speaking, not even America's best Marxists. They tend to attract a lot of felons, petty criminals, wife beaters, child sex offenders, and other social misfits. Some call them underachievers. You might call them losers or malcontents. They and loosely affiliated affinity groups have operated with relative impunity in jurisdictions where they are sympathetic politically and on the law enforcement side. But this includes hard left district attorneys who make prosecuting decisions. And many of them were bought into office with George Soros' money. So, once again, Marxist, socialist, whatever you want to call it. Cook County, their state's attorney, Kim Fox, won a race in 2016, largely thanks to $2 million donated to her by the Soros-funded organizations. Soros will only underwrite the most radical Democratic candidates. You can't be sort of radical. You can't be mostly radical. You got to be completely radical. They also enjoy sympathetic mainstream media coverage, which is not surprising considering how the mainstream media today are just radical political operatives with a byline. And even if the local officials aren't Soros-funded lefties, they certainly intimidate, Antifa does, local mayors, prosecutors, and police chiefs by targeting them and their families in their homes. So, Here's the thing about Antifa. If you live in one of these areas where Antifa is operating, there's a few things you need to seriously consider. They can do pretty much anything they want to you, and you can't stop them. They'll destroy your vehicle or your residence, and the police won't come to protect you, neither will the fire department. If you get taken to the ground in a fight, you probably won't be getting up. They will kick you in the head with their steel-toed boots until you're unconscious or worse. The neutered police won't save you. On the other hand, these same cops will arrest you if you use deadly force to resist a frenzied attack. And even if you break off from their attack, they will follow you, identify you, and then dox your personal information. They will come and threaten you. What can you do? Well, carry your gun. That's one thing. Show restraint in using force. Try to get out of there. And then when you do, well, you can have that. Go out and buy some self-defense insurance. That would be a good thing to do. Remember that crowds can form quickly and violence can start in a matter of seconds. And be very vigilant if your local PD shoots a black person. This goes double if the person didn't have a gun. That means, in their parlance, unarmed. Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next, it's going to be Rick Ector with Planet Rick. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.